切都是他父母的责任。
But after this event,
但是这事件后
this boy will learn gradually to be accountable under the law for himself.
这孩子逐渐学会在律法之下负起自己的责任。
That's how every Jewish boy grows.
So,
at age of 12, Jesus was brought to Jerusalem and entered into the
temple.
Once after this event is over, anybody go back home. And so does Jesus' parents, they went home.And they didn't bother to find Jesus to depart together with them. But in their mind, they think for sure Jesus will go along with the
company.
Then the custom is the men will travel together in groups.And the women will also fellowship and walk together in groups. And all the 12-year-old boys will walk in groups. So each one has their own company, they can fellowship together. And so they walk the whole day's journey until even when they have to take lunch.They started each to find out their voice. And by then, Jesus' parents couldn't find Jesus. They were troubled, so they went straight back from there to go back to Jerusalem. After 3 days, they all of a sudden they thought maybe they can find Jesus.Certainly, they saw Jesus in the
tent.
And sitting in the midst of the teacher and his friend. And he was listening and he was asking questions. And that's how Jesus grew up in front of the
world.
As we know,living Nazareth, he doesn't have much opportunity to fellowship or to ask questions. Although his earthly parents, they are God-fearing people, but they may not be capable of answering all his questions concerning the Word of God.So as boy Jesus, as he's only 12 years old, he has a chance to enter into the temple and converse with the learned church, the temple leaders. This teacher and this
scribe,
and he listens. He's very, very interested in listening to people, talking about God. That's also the planting of Christian growth. Somehow in our growth, the Lord will open our understanding.Open our ears, open our hearts. We would like to read and we would like to absorb everything that is concerning God. I remember when I was young, I heard the gospel when I was 9 years old, and I was baptized when I was 12.And, but I have no interest in spiritual things. In our family, we have a good taste, a lot of books. I didn't realize they were spiritual books. I just read other things. I never realized they are spiritual books.
从来没有意识到这些属灵。
Until when I was in sophomore year of college.
直到我在那个大学年龄。
That summer, the Lord has done something in me.
那个夏天主在我里头做了事。
So to speak, He has mercy upon me, and He revived me.After that summer camp, I went home. My eyes were open. He had so many spiritual books at home. Before, I never had any interest to even take it out and take a look. But after that, every day, if I have a chance, I would sit before the bookcase and read every word.
每天我机会我就会开书架来读每一句话。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
that's the mercy of the Lord.
这是神的怜悯。
We see when Jesus grew at age 12.
我看到耶稣在十二岁长大的时候，
He always have this longing to know more about His Father.
他总会这个渴慕来认识。
So He entered into the temple.Sit in the midst of the teacher, that's right. One thing good we see from our Lord Jesus. He first listened. He listened carefully. And then he asked. And asked questions. All the adults there, all the well-versed scribes and teachers, they were amazed.And also they were amazed of this boy Jesus' answer. Brothers and sisters, if the life in us is lively, one day sooner or later, we will go to this point. We will reach this point that.We have an appetite for the spiritual
things.
Come to meetings is no longer an obligation. To listen to God's word is no longer a boring thing. We prepare for the question, your dear brother will do that tomorrow. But it's out of our appetite, our longing, we want to learn more about.That's how our Lord Jesus was. And when his mother saw him, and she said, why do you do this to us? We are distressed, we couldn't find you. That's what Jesus answered. Why do you seek after me? Don't you know I shall?Mind the business of my father. And this tells us our Lord Jesus reached a point. When he entered into the temple, he has a feeling, he has a sense. This is the Father's
house.
And this is where I belong. I don't know, brother and sister, when do you start to realize?Come to meet to meet with dear brothers and sisters. This is my father's
father.
This is where I belong. We have a sense of belonging. It's not because of outward activity. It's not because of outward program. It's not because of outward attraction for me.Like music program, like all the cheers, youth activity. But it's a sense of belonging, this is the Father's house. It's a sense of the presence of the Father is here. Dear brothers and sisters, this is very important. And this signifies the growth.Enough. Now we come to meeting. We come back. You know, when this privilege is taken away from us, then we realize how much we have lost.
当这特权从我们左眼里感受到，我们失去能量的
时候。I still vividly remember.
我清楚的记得。
The first year I went to America.
我第一年到美国。
Meeting every Sunday meeting to me is a struggle.
聚会，每个主日聚会是一个挣扎。
If I don't go to so-called gathering.
如果不去聚会。
My conscience tells me.That's not right.
我量一个我不对。
But if I go
there, 但如果我去
my whole being is suffering.
我整个人在那里。
Because I sense the friendship of human beings, human friendship.
因为感受到是人类的友情。
But I don't sense the friendship.
我不感受到父的同在。
So that's a struggle.
但那是一个挣扎。
That put me to my knees at Christ.
那让我倾倒跪下祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters.
Once
we sing, our gathering is the Father's house.
在我们感受到我们聚集是在父的家。
That's a very important milestone in our life.
那是在我们生命很重要的里程碑。
Once we sing, we realize the presence of the Lord.
在我们感受到我们主的同在。
That's a milestone in our spiritual life.
那是在我们属于你的里程碑。
That signifies we are.Then we can be accountable to the Lord's sake.
这意味着我们能够向神的事负责。
That's what our Lord Jesus at age 12.
这是我们的主耶稣在十二岁的时候。
And also he answered his mother, Why do you save me?
回答他母亲，你为什么找我？
Don't you know I should mind the business of my father?
岂不知我当以我父的事为
先？ That tells us when he entered into the temple.He said, the business of the Father is his life purpose. He has a sense of purpose. Brothers and sisters, I don't know in Singapore, now for young people, your education.You have essay class, you have to write essay, and your teacher may give you a topic to write. My life goal of life. I don't know what you will write. We may write, I want to be an engineer. I want to be such and such. Always we think this is.Legitimate and a good reason to be our goal. But as our spiritual life grows, we will start to realize only the Father's purpose is my goal. The will of the Father is meaningful.The will of the Father will bring meaning to my life. Without this, all the other things, I may gain it all. But that won't satisfy me. That won't give me a deep sense of achievement. Fulfillment. Our Lord Jesus.At age 12, he has the sense of belonging. He knows God, the Father's
house.
And he has the sense of purpose. With this sense of purpose, when the world comes to wait for us, come with me. And we know that's not what we want.
我们知道这不是我们要去的地方。
But at that moment,
在那个时刻
，when Jesus answered his mother Mary,
当耶稣回答他的母亲玛利亚
，the scripture tells us,
圣经告诉我们
，he went back with them,
他和他们一同回去
，and in subjection to them,
顺服他们。
And this word is a very strong word.Jesus realized at that moment, the Father's business upon him is to say, go back home with his earthly
self.
And to learn the lesson of
contribution.
So this objection to God is a ministry. And that means if you are
private,
if he is a sergeant,
如果他是三等兵,
then this private should always listen to this sergeant. Although in boy Jesus, he realized he is the son of God.
虽然男人也知道他是神的儿子,
age 12, 在12岁, but he still has to learn, like in a military rank, he is lower than his earthly dad.
他是需要在阶级的系统下学会他在他父母下,
in everything and in every way, he subjects to his family.
在何种事,何种方式,
brothers and sisters, 弟兄姐妹, that brings the growth of spiritual life.
那再来,
and that will for sure we will see more and more learning from our
Lord.
And then we come to verse 52 of Luke chapter 2.
然后我们来到这个路加福音第二章第52节的地方。
And Jesus advanced in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. This is the only verse that describes Jesus' life before his baptism. So this verse covers 18 years. From age 4 to age 30. We know Jesus was baptized around age 30. And since the Holy Spirit only gave us a very short description of the Spirit.
这里面我们知道了，简略的一个描述里面说十八年。
Only spiritual life.
在他属灵生命的初期,
he has 11 years hidden to us. But not hidden before God. Because in that 11 years he lived before God.
因为在那11年里,
that is just what our Lord Jesus
was.
Jesus has been in wisdom and stature.
耶稣在各类的生量前的在神和人的体验中。Why
this is given?
为什么这是隐藏?
Because this year he has to learn to live before God in a secret way.
年日他必须秘密的在神面前活。
A secret life before God
在神面前秘密的活,
which is not open, not revealed to man. And this year, he learned of the Father. Like our brother shared last night, we should learn of our Lord Jesus. When Jesus walked on earth, he spent 18 years learning lessons in secret, learning of God.
他花了18年秘密的在神那里学习。
For a human being,
对人来说,
from age 12 to age 30,
从12岁到30岁,
is very, very important.
是非常重要。
One kind of American brother shared with us. In America, most young people, the most important decision of their life is made during this period of time.
在美国，他们最生命最重要的决定是在这段里面的。
We have to make decision what our future career be.
来决定我们未来的职业是什么。
So each time we meet a high school student, we will ask what he wants to study in the future.
每次见到高中的学生，就问他未来你要读什么。
We have to make decisions, important decisions.
我们要做决定，重要的决定。
And then, once you graduate from college or you train professionally,
一旦从大学毕业或者在这个专业上受训练
，We will choose who will be my life partner.
我们会选择谁是我们的生命同伴。
Or enter into family.Those are important decisions.
那些是重要的决定。
And also, we Chinese have a saying.
我们华人有这个这样讲。
A man stands at the age of 30.
男人三十而立。
We should use all these years to learn to be independent, to be accountable for myself and for my, the people, my friends, my society.
我们需要花些年日来努力，并且向我的朋友们、我周围的人和社会负责任。
So as a brother, indicated, this year can be called formative year.
所以我们弟兄讲出这些是沉静的岁月。
In this year, a person will form his character.
在这些年日里，这个人会使他的个性人格成型。
Will gain all the skills and knowledge to prepare him to be a man and a useful man and useful woman.
来得到他所有的这个知识和能力，来成为一个有用的男男女女。
And for our Lord Jesus,
在我们主耶稣身
上 ，this 18 years, the Bible only use one word.
十八年，圣经只用一节。
Jesus advanced in wisdom and stature.
主耶稣在这身量和智慧上成长
，and in favor with God and man，
并且在神和人的喜爱。
So all the lessons he learned, all the trainings he received, were hidden from us.
所以他所学的功课和所得的训练都向我们隐藏。
These are invisible to us.
这些是我们看不见。
We study the four gospels.
我们读四福音。
Most of the content covered his last 3 years.
多数的内容是包括他最后三年。
In his open ministry,
在他公开的时候
，those are visible to us.
那些被我们看得见。
But yet all this visible activity, ministry,
看得见的活动和事动
comes out of the invisible year.
源于那些看不见的事。
That's the formative year.
这就是神迹的。
We Christians,
我们基督徒
，if we care for our spiritual life to grow in us.
如果我们关心我们的属灵生命成长
，We expect someday the life, the word of life will show forth from us.
我们希望有一天这生命之道从我们里头彰显出来。
We all have to go through this formative year.
我们都要经过这些沉静的岁月。
And in this year, we will learn spiritual lessons.
在这些沉静的岁月里，我们会读学到属灵的功课。
We will apply those spiritual knowledge.Spiritual principles to ourselves.
我们应用这些属灵的这些原则在我们身上。
In doing so, we will learn a lot of precious spiritual lessons.
在这样行，我们就会学到很多宝贵属灵的功课。
And that life in us will grow and become strong.
这在我们里头的生命就会成长，变成刚强。
That's what our life Jesus tells us.
这是我们主耶稣的生命告诉我们。
He lived all these years before God.
他在神面前过这些年日。
It's a life, a secret life before God.
这是在神面前隐藏秘密的生命。
And it's a life known to God, not known to man.
这个生命只是神知道，人不知道。
And these are years learned of the Father.
这些岁月乃是从神那里得的教训。
And that brings his life deeper and deeper in the Father.
而这个把他的生命在父神里面是越进越深。
We don't want us to live a shallow Christian life.
我们要我们自己过一个枯竭的基督徒
生活。Without this formative year, without this learning and training,
没有这些曾经的岁月，没有这些功课的训练
，We won't enter into deeper Christian life. And in this 18 years, I believe our Lord has learned all the lessons. And experience all the things later on he preached to the public. One thing in this 18 years, he may develop a deeper loving relationship with his father. In everything. In the book of Matthew, chapter
6,
Jesus tells the disciples that we should not care for what we should eat, we should drink, and what we should wear.
说到我们不应当来担忧我们所吃、所穿、所喝的。
And he points out, you look at the bird in the sky. They don't sow and they don't harvest. Yet the Father took care of them. When you look at the wayside lilies, they don't weed. But yet, their beauty is more than what King Solomon has.
但是他的美容会胜过所有人所有。
We see Jesus in those years.
他就是耶稣在那些年日中。
He learned how to appreciate, how to trust the Father.
他学会如何的欣赏，如何的领略。
His earthly father has a big help.
他的属下父有很大的一个。
But his children have to take care of 7 kids.
至少耶稣要照顾7个孩子。
For a man, a carpenter, that's not easy.
对这个木匠都是有意思的。所以有很多的这些关心，还有焦虑的事情。所以耶稣是家庭的长子。他学会这个负担，非常严重。
He learned all this lesson. I used to share a little testimony of my son
here.
In his middle school
year,
he was really into PlayStation. And he always wants to buy a professional standard
rollerblade.
Fit into floor
hardware.
And every time we see the advertisement, he would look into those and point to us. I want to try this.
他会上去，然后告诉我讲说我要这个。那么他要向他的朋友们炫耀这个好的黄金。他要求这个。
So we told him, you ask the Lord, say, if the Lord says yes, then he will provide. And then he was only in middle age, middle school. At age 19, he That's the first time I think he seriously
thinks
after the Lord. Every afternoon after school,
每个教我在，他会把自己关在房间，
他在房间啊，睡在那块。 And sometimes we ask him, not really get answer from the Lord.
也是问他系统得到答案。
And he first thing asked this question, how can I know the answer from the Lord?
他就问他系统得到答案。
How do I know the Lord is speaking?
我怎么知道主会对我说话？
So his mom tells him,
他的母亲告诉他,
you can pray this way.
你可以这样祷告,
Lord, this is your will.
主如果是你的旨意,
you think I'm worthy and deserve the beauty of then I will stop asking. I will trust in you and you provide. But you tell the Lord what kind of golden grace you want. And you tell the Lord how much it costs. If the Lord provides, he will provide the exact amount of money.
So that one
month later, all of a sudden we receive the
tender.
From my parents, his grandfather. That's the only one time and only one time. That was addressed to him. And open up a little note there. Even this grandpa's gift to you. And there is a check.
有一个,
one check for Stephen, one check for Stephen. His first lesson learning. Trust in the Lord. To give my things, let go of my things in the hands of the Lord. He is a very anxious person. He worries a lot. In America, there's a children's book called the Little Red Chicken. He worries the guy at
home.
Every time he worries, we always remind him, don't be like that little chicken. You are worrying more. You need to learn the lesson of trust. Dear brothers and sisters, when we shine forth our Lord Jesus, something is real in us. About Jesus. He is real in me. It's not that objective, but subjective. I know whom I believe. That's the testimony of Paul. I know whom I believe. Because I am interested
in
him. Not one, but one. Not one, but all the time. Jesus, in his formative years, he learned all the spiritual
things.
And also we may give some other incidents. We know Jesus is the person of prayer. When he was in open
meetings,
when he was most welcomed by the crowd, oftentimes he retreats himself to the mountain. Or early in the morning, he retreats himself to the wilderness. What was he doing there?
He was praying.
He was spending time with his father. He was consulting with his father. Even brothers and sisters, one day, even his disciples were amazed when touched. They come to Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray as you pray.
Learn
the lesson of prayer in his hidden
years.
Many, many things he
learned.
When he learned how to handle frustration, he learned how to handle misunderstanding. He learned to handle all the situations made before him. One day he walked to Capernaum. He did a lot of miracles, performed a lot of wonders there. But yet the people there won't repent. And when he fights him, they reject him. And that's the suffering to the Lord. He just like you and us, he has human feelings. But yet, he raised up his eyes and gave thanks to the Father. He said, Father, I praise you.
他说父啊,
Father, I thank you because this is well pleasing to you. He learned all this stuff. So what he taught is not something objective. What he does is not something remote to himself. But it's his own life.